Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/I don't work here lady. Now, in today's first post, a confused elderly lady thinks that another regular shopper is actually an employee at a pharmacy store, when it is abundantly clear that they could never ever work there. However, this interaction actually leads to a really wholesome ending, so let's get straight into the story. Touched by Satan. I've worked in retail, customer service positions my whole life, and I frequently get mistaken for an employee when I'm not. I've gotten used to it, and for the most part, I understand it. Oftentimes, it happens when I am running errands after work in black uniform slacks and the basic shirt I wear underneath my work logo embroidered button-downs. I also carry around a large key ring of jingly keys. I can't really blame people under those circumstances. Anyway, here is my most recent interaction for your, hopefully, enjoyment. I was shopping at a large chain pharmacy on an unusual mission to spend a $400 health benefit card that was about to expire. It only worked on certain items, so I was having to spend a decent amount of time finding things that qualified that my household could actually use. Out of the corner of my eye, I occasionally kept spotting the same little old lady. Over and over, I was catching glances of her peering down aisles at me, I assume because of my outfit that day. It was my day off and I was wearing my punk rock adjacent street clothing. I am used to stares and glares, even though my style has toned down with age. I paid her no mind and just kept shopping. About 45 minutes into my mission, my cart was nearly full and I was focused on reading fine print ingredients on some products. I hear someone's throat clear. I look up and see the little old lady. She looks me up and down several times. Now, I have my hair in a messy rat's nest ponytail on top of my head, black and white striped drainpipe jeans, Doc Martens, and a black t-shirt with a Touch by Satan in large print and an image of Satan touching someone on the shoulder with a speech bubble saying, "Tag, you're it," causing them to burst into flames. Now, we've actually got a picture of that right here, and as you can see, it's a pretty out there design. Let's just leave it at that. I mean, clearly, it's not the design of someone who would be at work. I mean, you would never see an employee wearing something like that at work. Let's just leave it at that, right? I push my glasses back up my nose and look at her. She stares at my shirt. I stare back at her. She adjusts her glasses, clears her throat again, and raises her eyes to meet mine. We make prolonged, awkward eye contact. I'm silent, internally flinching, expecting to get backlash about my shirt, and finally she says, "Do you work here?" I am completely dumbfounded. No, I don't. I thought you worked here since you have a cart filled with so much. I was just hoping for some help finding laundry detergent. I'm sorry. She pursed her lips and looked puzzled and almost embarrassed. "Ah, well, I don't work here, but I do shop here often, so I know where it is. Follow me. I'll show you." She made a sound like she was going to protest, but I strode off with confidence to lead her to the detergents, and she followed. I pointed out the detergent section once we were in eyeshot. After she spotted it, she smiled warmly back at me and said, "Thank you, sweetie. You have a good day." I wished her the same and went back to finish my shopping. After 15 plus years of getting grief over my clothing choices, this confusing interaction warmed my heart. Hopefully it warms one or two hearts here on Reddit. Thanks for reading. Safe to say, I'm not completely sure how this woman saw you wearing this shirt and then thought for just one second that you were working at a store. I mean, that would not be allowed in any store. Even if it was like just wear your own clothes, I'm still not exactly sure that this would be allowed, to be honest, by an employer, by a store owner. Not that it's bad or anything, but it's a bit out there, isn't it? I don't know. It's not like a completely casual shirt, let's just say that. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. It's quite a cool shirt. It's a bit out there, is all I'm saying. So for this woman to think that an employee would be wearing this shirt like in a random pharmacy store is a bit strange, in my opinion. Maybe she, you know, couldn't see it properly, thought it was just like a normal black shirt. And then when she came up to you and was like, oh no, this is actually clearly not an employee. She was like, oh, well, it's too late to turn back now. Let me just try and get through this embarrassment and see. And ultimately, you know, it was a positive, you know, outcome in the end because you helped her out, the nice guy that you are. And yeah, she found her detergent, so all's good, I guess. To be honest, I was expecting this to go like a bad way because that is what happens with a lot of these stories. People just fall out for no real reason and these stories, you know, take a bad turn for the worse. But yeah, I'm happy to see that actually that one had a positive ending. I'm all for it. I'm all for positive endings in these stories. I'm not going to lie. Now moving on to our next post. Same Karen twice in 2 weeks. I've watched videos and heard the stories on YouTube about Karens, and they usually make me giggle and put a smile on my face. But from time to time, I usually have to put up with a Karen every now and then with my work, but nothing ever before worth talking about or posting. Now this happened in the year of the pandemic, of course, when things were sort of getting back to normal at the beginning of summer with retail stores. And just to let everyone know, I'm a 36-year-old female and in really great shape and a cyclist. I was out mountain biking with some friends on a wonderful late afternoon. Good workout also. I started to head home and stopped at a Walmart to pick up a few things to make dinner for my daughter and me. Then I happened to see my best friend with her child. We greeted, and I've always been like an aunt to her child. He was turning 4 years old, and she was buying him a bicycle for his birthday. This is right up my alley, and I said, great, let Auntie Kay help you out with it. Both were happy with it. We found a good 16-inch wheel starter bike, looked at helmets, and I even fitted the helmet onto him. My best friend and I were chatting a bit, my best friend's kid was looking at other toys, and this is where I get the ahem. I turned, I saw the Karen in all of her glory, she looked every bit of the Karen, with her child as well. I said, I'm sorry if I'm in your way of the shelves. Then, in a not so nice tone, the Karen says, now that you're done with her, you can help me with my child and a bike for him. Sorry, Mom, I don't work here, and I was just helping my friend with her son. Yes, you do. You're wearing cycling clothes. Sorry. So as if everyone that ever works in a cycling shop has to wear cycling clothes. Not sure it works like that. People that are in a cycling shop working aren't actually on a bike ride. Crazy. No, I just got finished with a ride about an hour ago, and I'm here to pick things up, and I just saw my friend, so I'm just helping her. I'm sure one of the employees would be glad to help you, and I really don't work here. My best friend backed me up. She doesn't work here, lady. Oh, you need to butt out and shut up. I wasn't talking to you. Oh my god, let's go and get away from this crazy lady. What? How dare you call me that? I will have you fired. I'm trying to stay calm at this point, and I repeat, I don't work here. My friends always say that I'm really scary when I'm mad, being a tall woman, 5'10", and fit. I'm not a small woman. We try to walk away, and the Karen grabs my arm. I pull out of her grip and tell her, if you touch me again, I will have you arrested. I try to walk away again, but she grabs my cycling jersey. You are going to help me, and I'm going to report you to the manager as well. Let go of my jersey, you freaking wingnut. Then a Walmart manager comes around the corner, and the Karen screams at him, you need to fire your employee for not helping me. Mom, she doesn't work here, and you need to let her go before I have you escorted out the door. How dare you treat a paying customer this way? I pull my jersey from her grip and she tries to slap me. I grab her wrist in mid-flight though and say, you have now done it, lady, and twisted her arm behind her. The Karen is now yelling a soul and screaming about how bad I am hurting her arm as I pull up behind her back. I do have a lot of fighting training, judo and some MMA. My best friend is recording this all on her phone at this point and trying to calm her kid at the same time. I say to the manager, call the sheriff department right now. I'm having her arrested. Let me go. I will sue you all. You're all going to jail. I don't think so. I wrenched her arm up harder, her kid crying, and escorted her up to the front of the store as we waited from someone from the sheriff's department. Two deputy sheriffs walk in, and I knew them both from having to use the sheriff's department a lot in my line of work. I let go, and the Karen screams, arrest her now for assaulting me. The first sheriff said, Mom, you need to calm down right now. No, she assaulted me. Me, my best friend, and the manager just stood there and waited for the DSs to handle everything and answer anything that was asked to us. The second sheriff said, Kay, what is going on here?
Wait, what? You know this dog? Arrest her then.
You need to be quiet or I'm going to arrest you. At this moment, I was feeling really bad for the Karen's child. He was crying as another Walmart employee tried to keep him calm. The Karen kept screaming though, and then they cuffed her as I, the manager, and my best friend talked to the second sheriff about what happened. I didn't want to press charges because I didn't want to spend time in court with it all. I spend enough time in court with my line of work. She was banned from that Walmart. The manager actually apologized to us for everything and gave my best friend and me $50 gift cards. I handed mine to my best friend, which paid for the bike and helmet. I never got my items to make dinner as I called my daughter and told her we were ordering out. Now, I thought that that would be the end of this and I would never see that woman again, but I was wrong. 2 weeks go by and I'm in my office at work and I told everyone in the office about what happened at this Walmart. By the way, I own a home rental business. Family owned, I spent my whole life in this business and took over when my parents retired. It's a nice sized business with 40 employees from office to maintenance. That is not a small business, wow. This one fine day, one of my office employees comes back to the office with this couple. I was in my office with the door shut, but my employee introduced them to my office manager, the CEO, and they were going to file and sign final paperwork on a home rental. My CEO buzzes me and asks if I could come out to meet the new renters and introduce myself to them. As I walked up front, the look of shock hit my face and I couldn't believe it. It was the same crazy Karen. The Karen sees me. You don't tell me you work here. Yes, I do work here, I said calmly. Who is your manager? I'm gonna have you fired. I see her husband, this poor cuck, now turning red from embarrassment and then saying and pointing to my office manager, she is the manager, talk to her. The Karen starts yelling at my office manager, you should fire this worthless dog. I can't fire her, only the owner of the company can fire her. Well, I want to speak to the owner then. My manager points at me and says, well, she is the owner. Yes, you are in my place of business. I'm not going to rent a house to you, and I'm asking you to leave right now, never to come back before I call the sheriff department on you again. She leaves in a big hurry with her cuck of a husband. The word cuck here is just making me laugh, I'm not going to lie. My sales employee was laughing about it and then joked that I guess I don't get my rental bonus on my next check. I laughed and said I will pay you the bonus after having to deal with her. He was happy about that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You would think that meeting one of these Karens once, you know, maybe just in a lifetime would be bad enough, but the same Karen twice in a couple of weeks? Wow. And also, like, the order of this happening is so good, isn't it? I mean, firstly, you're in like a common place, a public place, you know, Walmart, where you're both kind of on the same sort of level, so you can both kind of, you know, get away with things. She thought you worked there, you didn't, it was all good. Then she became horrible and you called the police on her. Good stuff. Secondly, though, when she comes into your place of work where you own the shop, you then have so much power over her, if you get what I'm trying to say, right? As in, like, you already know this woman is a horrible person. She then comes in probably really excited about renting a home, sees your face, and in that one moment, she knows that her entire life, her entire, like, future plans of living in this certain home have crumbled right before her very eyes. And yeah, for you, what a position to be in. You're obviously not going to rent to her because you've had that horrible experience and you know how, you know, troubling and, you know, full of problems it could be to rent to somebody like this. So she knows this and she's like, oh my God, what have I just done? Yeah, I guess the moral of that is to just be nice to random people you see in stores because you never know, you might want to rent a house off them in this crazy situation in future. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/I Don't Work Here Lady. I really hope you have enjoyed it. And if you did and you want to see more from me right away, then you can check out this playlist of all my I Don't Work Here Lady videos. If you are new to my channel, please consider hitting this subscribe button up here. And also, if you are still watching, I want to say you are the goats. Click this down here. It's fun. This button provides you with a lot of fun. Check it out, and I'll see you next time for a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.